Senate on a bill to make D.C. the 51st state. On Capitol Hill, I'm Mitchell Miller.
Most of the federal lawsuits filed over last year's clearing of protesters near the White House tossed out. I'm Ken Duffy.
Jury selection set to begin this week in the trial of the Annapolis newsroom shooter. I'm Megan Clougherty.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There's both hopeful and not so hopeful news about the coronavirus. Daily deaths are down to their lowest number since the start of the pandemic, but new cases are rising in states with low vaccination rates. Infectious disease specialist Dr. Michael Osterholm at the University of Minnesota tells CBS.
We can surely expect to see surges in cases in some situations challenging the healthcare capacity of that local area.
Dr. Craig McCoy is seeing an increase in hospitalization in Springfield, Missouri.
We've only had two that have come in as inpatients that have been fully vaccinated. The vaccine, from everything we can see, does appear to be effective against the Delta variant.
The variant has now spread to 49 states. There's a new snapshot of COVID's toll among some of the most vulnerable.
Deaths among Medicare patients in nursing homes soared by more than 30% last year amid the COVID-19 pandemic. That's according to a government watchdog that found two huge spikes 8 months apart. The Department of Health and Human Services Inspector General says there were nearly 170,000 additional deaths last year among Medicare recipients in nursing homes. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
LGBTQI rights groups are praising Las Vegas Raiders defensive end Carl Nassib for announcing he's gay. GLAAD's Rich Ferraro says it'll help the league and fans to be more inclusive.
Carl becomes the first openly active player in the NFL, and that's quite historic. And it comes after decades of other LGBTQ athletes paving the way for an announcement like this.
Senate Republicans could block a voting rights bill as early as today. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell blames Democrats.
They made abundantly clear that the real driving force behind S1 is a desire to rig the rules of American elections permanently in Democrats' favor. That's why the Senate will give this disastrous proposal no quarter.
New Yorkers are going to primary polls to choose a new Democratic candidate for mayor. For the first time, they're ranking their favorites. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
Some voters say the new system compelled them to pay closer attention.
I didn't want to just choose anyone to fill those spaces, but I really did the research and wanted to make sure I was making an educated decision.
And while many like it,
for me, it was a piece of cake, man.
Others say, forget about it.
I don't know. I think it's confusing.
Polls put former NYPD Captain Eric Adams in the lead. A new pandemic shortage. Fireworks for the 4th of July. Dennis Revelle at TNT.
There were some production facilities that were shut down in China because of COVID concerns.
Dow futures down one. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
9:03, and it's Tuesday, the 22nd of June. We're expecting some rain for today, and a bit cooler, too. Our high in the mid-70s. Good morning, I'm Joan Jones.
And I'm Nick Iannelli. The top local stories we're following this hour. The Senate is going to hold a rare committee hearing today on legislation that would make D.C. the 51st state. WTOP's Mitchell Miller on Capitol Hill.
The Senate Homeland Security Committee is holding the first Senate hearing on D.C. statehood since 2014. D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton will speak on behalf of her bill, which has passed the House. Norton is among the Democrats who support getting rid of the filibuster, which she believes could help her bill's cause.
If you get rid of the filibuster, you will get us to statehood for the District of Columbia.
While support for statehood has been gradually growing among Democrats in the upper chamber, it's strongly opposed by Republicans, so it can't move forward. But statehood backers hope today's hearing will continue to raise awareness of the issue. On Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
If you'd like to see that hearing, we have it up on our website. It's going to be live streaming beginning at 10 o'clock at WTOP.com.
A judge is throwing out a majority of the lawsuits that were filed against the federal government over last year's clearing of protesters near the White House.
Rejecting arguments that protesters were unfairly and aggressively handled near Lafayette Square on June 1st, a federal judge rejected claims for damages against former President Trump, former Attorney General William Barr, and former Defense Secretary Mark Esper, as well as some current federal leaders. The judge also turned down a request to keep this kind of force from being used again. But the judge is allowing allowing plaintiffs to continue seeking damages from D.C. and Arlington County over their respective police forces' actions and will also consider current restrictions of the downtown park. Ken Duffy, WTOP News.
A Fairfax County police officer indicted for using excessive force, including a taser against a black man, is asking a judge to dismiss that case.
Attorneys for Tyler Timberlake say Fairfax County prosecutors have repeatedly failed to turn over evidence that could help bolster his defense. Both sides agree that in June 2020, Timberlake used the stun gun on a man he mistook for another man. The officer's lawyers say prosecutors have withheld a 911 call from the man who was shocked, as well as Snapchat video. They'll ask the judge Friday to drop the three counts of assault and battery against Timberlake, but prosecutors say they've complied with all orders from the judge and that evidence is being turned over well within the judge's deadlines. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
It has been 3 years since a gunman stormed the newsroom of the Capital Gazette newspaper in Annapolis, killing five journalists. This week, his trial begins.
Jared Ramos admitted he killed five journalists inside the Capital Gazette newsroom, pleading guilty to 23 counts in October 2019. This week, attorneys will select the jurors who will decide if Ramos was sane during the crime. Judge Michael Walk says he plans to summon 300 jurors for selection in what's expected to be a three-week trial. Part of the pretrial hearings determined jurors and witnesses will wear clear face shields rather than masks, so expression and emotion will not be lost during the trial. If Ramos is found not criminally responsible, he'll spend the rest of his life in a psychiatric hospital instead of a prison. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
The appetite for escaping home after the pandemic seems to be strong. AAA predicts more than 47 million Americans will be on the roads and taking to the skies for the upcoming July 4th holiday weekend. Projections are that this will be the second highest Independence Day travel volume on record after 2019. AAA says despite the highest gas prices in 7 years, more than 90% of July 4th holiday travel will be by car.
Up ahead here on WTOP, after those strong storms that swept through the region last night, there are some downed trees and debris to deal with this morning. It's 9:07.
Every family vacation, my kids break into the can-can. Can we go to the theme park? Can we go to a ball game? Can we get snacks? It can get expensive. But at Red Roof, we get a great price on clean, comfortable rooms and wake up rested and ready to hit the road again. This summer, when we rest and repeat at Red Roof, staying two separate times can earn us a free night. Plus, Ready Reward members can save up to 20% with exclusive rates. Book at redroof.com.
Breaking up is hard to do. Just when you think you're ready to leave, you talk yourself back into staying. And when it comes to your wireless carrier, you know you should have left a while ago. You're over the big three.